airs the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in the official state of knuckleheads in the news, Florida.
Florida.
In the town of Stewart, where a guy named Stephen Bates wasn't happy with a man who was buying his brother's truck. I don't know why Stephen didn't want his brother to sell the truck to this guy, but Stephen decided he would convince him not to buy the truck by threatening him with a knife. For some reason, that did not dissuade the buyer, so Stephen went into his garage and got his chainsaw. And that threat didn't do much either because Stephen didn't know how to start the chainsaw. And a chainsaw is not much of a threat if it's not chainsawing. But by this time, the cops showed up because they'd gotten a call from a neighbor about a guy outside cursing loudly and shouting, "I'm going to kill you!" Stephen was arrested. His brother ended up selling the truck to the somewhat freaked out buyer. Story number two is from China, where the website for the People's Daily, that's the newspaper of the Communist Party in China, they published a story recently congratulating North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as being named 2012 Sexiest Man Alive. What the Chinese newspaper, The People's Daily, didn't know is that that story came from The Onion, the American satirical news site. This is the same news organization that a decade ago picked up another Onion story claiming that Congress was going to leave Washington unless a new capital was built. So much for the fact-checking in China. Story number three. This week, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction of Dominic Pelletier, who applied for a job with the FBI 4 years ago. During the interview, Pelletier volunteered that he had once done research on child pornography as part of a graduate school project. And as the interview progressed, and remember, he's being interviewed by an FBI agent, Pelletier revealed that he had child porn on his home computer, that he possibly had hardcore child porn on other computers, and he had inadvertently, put that in quotes, inadvertently created child porn himself by having sex with an underage girl.
Oh, inadvertent.
Not only did he volunteer all this information, he apparently went home thinking he was still a candidate for the job, because as he left, he asked the FBI agent who was interviewing him, "Is this going to slow down the application process?" No, it's not going to slow anything. Well, actually, it's going to stop it completely. And by the way, you're under arrest. This week, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the conviction. He's doing 80 months in federal prison. The reason I bring it up is because I want to read to you what the judge on the circuit court wrote about this affirmation of the conviction. Quote, "Federal investigative agents will tell you that some cases are hard to solve. Some cases require years of effort, chasing down false leads, reining in flighty witnesses. Others require painstaking scientific analysis or weeks of poring over financial records for a hidden clue. Some cases are never solved at all. The right witness never comes forward. The right lead never pans out. The right clue never turns up. This is not one of those cases." I love that. And to finish up, we have two bacon-related knuckleheads in the news stories this week. One is from a punk rock band called Anti-Flag. Anybody ever heard of Anti-Flag?
No.
They're on the very famous AF record label.
Oh.
They've announced that they're going to release a 7-inch bacon-shaped vinyl picture disc next week. Now, I have a couple of picture discs from the 80s. One from Bob Seger, one from a group called Charlie, one, I think, of Jefferson Starship. You know, I was working in rock radio at the time, and the record companies would send these out at promotional deals. I'm sure they have a value of about $1 and a half. Anyway, these guys are doing, in 2012, a bacon-shaped vinyl picture disc. Their press release says, "As fellow record enthusiasts, we wanted to bring these new songs to you in a way that's truly special and reflects our love of record collecting. So we're making a one-time pressing of 500 hand-numbered pieces of the most unique-looking record we've ever seen." I've seen the picture disc. It looks like a pile of bacon.
All right.
Which takes us to our other story to finish up Knuckleheads in the News this week, and that is a company called J&D's Food is introducing a new product, bacon-scented shaving cream. They're going to do a limited run of 2,500 cans. Dave Lefkow, one of the company executives, says, You're going to feel good, you're going to smell good, and you're probably going to taste good. This is something every bacon-loving American male needs. Although he does say there's a warning on the can, prepare to be loved, prepare to be admired, and prepare to possibly be eaten by bears. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS.